Somebody's lunch lies in the gutter. Taxi cabs chase the closet queens down from Taylor Square, while the boy from Longreach scores off the girl from Parramatta. Wild-eyed disco punks, sewer skunks, and narcotic drunks surf the William Street wind tunnel. Bite the worm that feeds you. Try your luck. This is
Hot Bananas, the radio play.
Attention, attention. This play is happening now. Passengers for the Trans-Australia Express boarding for Rooster City on platform 7.
Johnny O'Keefe died, and they were playing his songs on the radio as we lay in the hotel room that the desk clerk said he didn't have. Multicolours and me, in a hotel room up the cross, looking for love with the radio on. She said I had eyes that looked like they'd been hit by an atomic bomb, but I checked my brains at the door and I didn't really care what happened, and all of a sudden it did. The television snapped at the hairline and I saw an Egyptian rooster fall out of a rainbow 5 light-years from the Queensland border. Outside in the corridor, a walking sphinx melted the door. Hysteria filled the curtains and Sydney swept into the hotel room like a carload of pharaohs pulling up at the lights. Civilization crashed through the window. And I caught sight of my face in the bathroom mirror as it rippled round the corner, trailing blue veins like an albino bottlefish. Across the bed, Multicolours was rolling a spaghetti sandwich.
Catching yourself in front of a train just to prove it's painted red is the same as looking in a mirror to find out if you're dead,
she said, pulling the sheet over her head. I dropped to my knees, and there at the door stood Burke and Wills and an Egyptian rooster with a pointed bone. This was no longer the 70s. It was the cosmic joke of the year as Burke's first word rang like a bellbird in my ear.
Queensland!
Wills stood beside himself in a T-shirt that said,
Religion is an optical illusion.
Queensland! The pivotal state of change.
Why me?
Because you're not right in the head.
The rooster looked incomprehensible out of the side of his face, and Wills stepped into the room.
You're on a flight path to Rooster City, my dear. Now, grab this speck of history and get out of here. It's lights on in Rooster City, and all bananas go. The first clue's in Nimbin. That's all we know.
Multicolours handed me the hot one and stared back at Wills. Somebody's heart was turning into a frog, but it wasn't mine. Thank God it was cooling out. I got off my knees and tried to look masochistic, reaching for my sunglasses or anything else I could stuff into my mouth. Burke stepped aside, and the Egyptian rooster shuffled into the room, looking like everybody's idea of an Egyptian rooster. He tried to tell me something, but it wouldn't translate, so he stuck a piece of paper on a bone and pointed it at me.
There is no difference between an ancient spaceman and a modern chook. May all your spacemen come home to roost.
And when I looked up, they were gone. I called room service while Multicolours scanned the Governor General's free lunches, ordered a bottle of Chateau Millennium, and broke out in a nervous rash. Feel like leaving the century, Multicolours? She threw a quick tarot down by the chenille rug. Up came ulcers, insanity, and heartbreak.
Let's get out of here.
We hit the harbour bridge as a neon kingfisher blew the lane apart. I turned myself inside out, put the opera house into overdrive. My foot hit the roof, the radio became stereo, and we cruised on out to Saturn. Completely colour-spaced. Completely colour-spaced. Way beyond pink, and deeper than ultramarine. Radio became stereo, way beyond. Turned myself inside out, put the opera house into overdrive. Two became three, and the centre line merged into one. We cruised on out to Saturn. Way beyond pink, deeper than ultramarine.
There's a happy time. holding you in my holding.
There are no road maps to Rooster City, and I was trying to forget that everything I knew could be wrong when I first heard the little noise inside my head. Sydney was in a state of hyper-ripple. Decibels of delirium that only banana trees could dissolve. We were cardboard cutouts, wearing concrete shoes, kicking ourselves to bits. The smoke from my ears as multicolours lay there breathing rainbows into the street. Sydney seemed at the other end of somebody else's bad trip, fabulously remote and far away, which was where we were in Nimba. A black and white bird sat on the back of a black and white cow, and the newsagent said he was really a Venusian in Nimba. The shopfront theatre filled the sky and a pee-wee's spearing cry whistled down the road to where Crazy Jack sat in an old car seat playing his guitar, crazy for his canvases to dry in the sun. Under a scarlet bougainvillea, an ambassador of the apocalypse was ushering the new age into the rear end of a Falcon Ute. Up the back sat the Prince of Punk, wearing a batwing jockstrap and a rubber thong, looking like Cleopatra in Babylon.
Wit versus war? Hand up yours.
Expect garden gnomes in Surfer's Paradise, but out here we're all village idiots.
What's the difference between a garden gnome and a village idiot?
A Prime Minister.
A Prime Minister.
In the Rainbow Cafe, Burke and Wills were snorting schooners of brewer's yeast, while the enigmatic Egyptian hung round like an all-day snake.
One person's fairy is someone else's scrub mullet. In times of high energy, the metaphorical innuendo flows like chalk. The bananas come later.
Outside in the street, a toothless old man did the cosmic foxtrot. I reached for the car keys, and the engines ticked over like a lunatic on a xylophone. Mr. Acid swam towards us, his eyes like lychee nuts, a highway sailor pushing a pedal-powered catamaran to a rendezvous with destiny. Where are you riding to?
Freedom.
Yesterday is where you find it. Don't look back.
I looked at multicolors. She looked at me. A spotter plane flew over. A silent digger looked paranoid. An intergalactic prawn trawler floated round the corner, and we took a trip across the Queensland border.
Queensland!
The opium den of religious hemisphere. Schizophrenia on the front page and a plutonium salesman in control. You can't be too serious here. It's against the law. But fantasy is fine. Miniature castles, giant dairy cows, clockwork cricketers, walk-in pineapples and fiberglass fossils. The Brisbane Museum is obsolete and Sideshow Alley is just down the street. Troglodytes trolled the pavements at night like clones from Dr. Strangelove gone troppo. A demolition dealer with a death wish. A monarchy's anarchist with a thin blue line through his head.
Is he fit to govern?
Are we fit to be laughed at? On every street corner, paper sellers hawked a classified mouthpiece for the censor's madness. The only roosters in sight had more than their hands on their hips and a policeman's cap covering the rocks in their skull. The Egyptian rooster was nowhere to be seen, which was where he was, but I only learned that later. We were driving around Brisbane looking for a signpost to Rooster City, and I saw Burke and Wills heading north along the Bruce Highway in a black FJ ute, boards up top and the Egyptian rooster at the wheel.
We're going surfing on the sun. Don't drop in. Find your own star.
Where do we go now?
Where else?
No, sir.
We hit it on New Year's Day, and the heads were pumping like a clubby in mud. Cyclonic, 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 sir. Unreal. Helicopters filled the sky, and the Rip said,
"Just because your brains are on the table doesn't mean you're out of your head."
Suited chaps in dark glasses handed out invitations to meet God while their leader researched his mind. Under a gum tree by the beach, they spread out until a combi load of gurus pulled up next to the PA and started waxing down their planks as the radio spaced it out. Living in Noosa is like whooping at the sun. Watermelon mornings and rock melon skies. A mouth-watering sight built to boogie. Up in the hills under a Sunshine Coast volcano lies a computerized blueprint to Rooster City. Back in the woods, prehistoric cactus plants jive-talk the dolphins as pelicans let down across the lagoon. The wombat barks and the surf rolls on. Down in the clubhouse, Kevin Colossus and the Bruce City Rhythm Poons liven up the night. We were sitting on the steps of the Electronic Tourist Center talking to a pawpaw when the black FJ ute pulled up and outstepped Burke and Wills. The rooster lay face down in the back, and I knew something strange was about to happen, so I started laughing and tried to look serious at the same time.
I've just been to extinction and it's quite a thrill. In fact, World War One is just over that hill.
Make it quick, Burke. I'm about to defect this decade of detente.
Are you hip to what's happening in Darwin?
The Zoot Suiters have gone underground.
Eric von Daniken's gone disco and Andy Warhol's building a sanatorium. These are strange days.
Is the Dalai Lama in Darwin?
I scream, sensing a change of punk hierarchy coming on.
You tell him, Wills.
You tell him, Multicolored.
The Egyptian rooster stood up in the back of the ute, flickered like a goanna, pointed his bone at himself and disappeared. What's your story, Multicolors? I don't understand what's going on.
All the great myths of the past cloak pure forces. Your love is a myth, and I am just a silhouette.
The foot hit the fan. A volcano caught my eye, and suddenly I was approaching Rooster City at twice the speed of lead, an Egyptian rooster drumming on my head. The outback was moving like a pack of postcards. Here was there. I was everywhere and nowhere, heading west into the sun as it sank behind a dinosaur like a crimson air balloon. Kookaburras filled the sky, and the black ute was spewing spiders as I crawled out and fell on my back.
A vacuum is nothing but space for rent, haunted by the fear of going completely bananas.
Came the voice from a radio play. My middle ear did a digital flip, and a crocodile slipped into a swamp a million miles away. I awoke beside a monument to the ABC. I turned my head, and it took a long time to recognize the Egyptian rooster, who was sitting in a flying armchair, stroking a walking sphinx beneath a signpost that read, "Welcome to Rooster City."
"I've been counting the bananas until your approach. I am your imagination. My name is Rainbow. Now, what do you want?"
Could this be the home of the seven hot bananas? I shook my dreadlocks and my brains felt like dancing.
"What is your wish, Jim?"
This must be it. My imagination was making demands. I want a shot at Radio Australia in shortwave.
"But radio is so ethereal. Why don't you make a film or write a book for someone to burn?"
"Listen, you tart. Talk is cheap and radio is cheaper. I like the sound of static and telling people they're stuffed. You can dance to it."
"No worries."
He pointed his foot at the sand and produced a small crystal set, a length of aerial, and a speaker box that yawned from a black hole tuned to the cargo cult of quasi-consciousness somewhere near Uranus. "Now I'd like to say something on Radio Babylon, your fantasiness. Be an old dervish and let's rub noses in it." The rooster crossed his eyes and a strange noise started coming out of the top of my head. Picked up the microphone, tuned in the interplanetary pyramid band, adjusted the rooster and turned him on.
"If you think I'm crazy, wait until we solve your problem."
The Egyptian rooster vanished, and for a long time my ignorance kept me company, until a voice on the radio said, "Australia, the money or the bananas?" I sat down and waited as a silver coat hanger dawned in the sky. The wind began to erode the silence, and a wedge-tail eagle soared past the Coca-Cola sign that fizzled atop Ayers Rock like a multinational magnet.
Hey, who took my Coke? Don't look at me.
Well, girls, you know, I'm not one to gossip, but...
Don't look at me like that. I can take it this time.
Well, Coke, it's what's happening, baby. You dance?
Oh, ah. You do.
Who's the better with fun, the better with you, the better with Coke? Real life one puts extra fun in you, you, and everything you do. Things go better with you.
An unidentified flying tycoon leapt overhead. I took out my slide rule and the balance sheet turned red. An old Harley Davidson with twin sidecars came wafting down the track like a pterodactyl crepe beating its wings with the radio on. Perched in each sidecar sat the Andy Warhol twins sailing close to the wind.
"I think about nothing, how it's always in style. Nothing is perfect. After all, it's the opposite of nothing,"
said one Andy Warhol to the other. The Rolling Stones lay shattered in the back. Albert Namatjira completed the picture, hand in hand with Multicolors, who was still wearing my hat. Albert was to Aborigine pop what Iggy Pop was to extrasensory punk. Multicolors looked like she'd just been carbon dating the dream time. But my ears were tracking Eric von Daniken as he rolled towards me in a chiffon party tent.
"I am the Outback Contour Gardener, in charge of tearing down the bomb ship."
"Nice one, Eric. By the way, your tie's got mud on it."
"Are you living on the edge?"
"No, I'm buried together."
"That's all right, then. Carry on."
"Thank you. Is this the beginning of the end, Eric?"
No, of course not. Bring on the bananas."
Thank you. Freddy sent into the air, and Adolf and the thought demons leapt on the stage. The tent began flapping like a loose goose, and something happened to my mind. Nice party, Bert. Matches your shirt. What time is it, and where are we?
You're bounty riding with the unknown blimp pilot. This is the air polka dot.
In a corner by the mock yellow cake, Wills was blowing mines in a macrame parachute. Over by the spaghetti sandwich, the Andy Warhol twins were being sold a Mick Jagger disco doll by Eric von Daniken. Hey, Andy, everything you thought was art is junk, mate.
That's why I'm in Australia. This is the land of punk.
Multicolors was dancing with a fish when the black FJ Ute drew up and out stepped Rainbow the Rooster in a coat of black feathers.
That chook is trying to say something.
That's no chook. That's my imagination. That's my imagination.
No worries.
Out of the corner of my beak, I could see someone scratching my head while everybody else was going crazy. Here was Rooster City. The harbour bridge appeared through the windshield and we started our descent. Wheels of fashion spun like some weird public joke and shot us back onto the street.
Hot bananas! Hot bananas! Hot bananas!
The radio was hot playing bananas. Megalomania Primitive. And from the city parks and ruins of Woolloomooloo came the howling bark.
Now, the electric prune for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds, are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
The radio started thumping like a metronome in a barber's chair, and the Egyptian rooster leapt out of the airwaves like a pseudo-Sufi disc jockey caught up in his own joke.
Come on, buy a radio and feel free. Listen to Sydney playing Patience with the last card in the pack.
Beside the sandstone walls of Darlinghurst, the Metho Kings lay sprawled in the park, gabbling around a waterhole, swigging from the details of my life. In a King's Cross parking station, the concrete pillars were dealing pure adrenaline as a moving graffiti can wrote,
"Hot bananas is where it's at."
A flying brick tore the graffiti can from my hand, and before I lost my wits, I caught a glimpse of a pair of eyes as the unexploded bomb behind my ears began to spark. In the National Space Capital, the grey-suited schizoids were trying to tone down the obscenities. The loudspeakers were blurting, "Fair game! Inside the labour wards and mental asylums, Radio Australia was beaming in from a southern constellation hooked up to a pirate satellite. Everything was out of control, and Hot Bananas was pitching death to the running dinosaurs of Rooster City.
Are you just another pretty mutant with lemon peel lips? Or do you believe in yourself enough to scream? Are we not sex objects? And how completely bananas are you?
The road, an alien was sitting in a deck chair talking to the trees. The sun was shining. I walked out of the shadows and lost sight of myself, leaving behind a trail of hot bananas.